Call to order this regular assembly of meeting of the city of Borough of Wrangell on February 10th, 2015, at 7:04 PM. Pledge allegiance this evening will be led by Assemblymember Daniel Blake, after which...
John.
Pardon me?
She's here.
The invocations will be given by law presumptive when made stand.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Would you come up to the microphone, please? If you'd please stand.
This evening, I'm going to be reading a quote from Ronald Reagan in his address to the Holocaust that I believe reflects the humanist belief. "We in the United States, above all, must remember that lesson, for we were founded as a nation of openness to people of all beliefs, and so we must remain. Our very unity has been strengthened by our pluralism. We establish no religion in this country. We command no worship. We mandate no belief, nor will we ever. Church and state are, and must remain, separate. All are free to believe or not believe. All are free to practice a faith or not. And those who believe are free and should be free to speak and act on their belief." Thank you.
Thank you, Molly. We have one ceremonial matter this evening. It's a proclamation, recognition of school board recognition. Whereas an excellent public education system is vital to the quality of life for all Alaskan residents and communities, and whereas Alaska State Legislature has vested the governance of our public school system in boards of locally elected citizens who are committed to equipping and empowering our students to become competent learners and productive citizens. And whereas Alaska school boards and superintendents approve curriculum materials, establish policies and budgets, adopt the school year calendar, chart a course for students to meet state standards of accountability, and oversee the overall operation of the hundreds of public schools across the state. And whereas Alaskans appreciate local school board members who work closely with parents, educational professionals, and other community members to create a vision for our educational system and communicate the needs of our students and schools to public policymakers and the expectations of the public to employees in the district. And whereas we are grateful for our local school board members for selflessly contributing their time and talents to ensuring success of Alaska students. Now, therefore, be it resolved that I, David L. Jack, Mayor of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, do hereby proclaim the month of February 2015 as School Board Recognition Month in Alaska, and encourage all Alaskans to recognize the hard work and dedication of local school board members and join them in creating and supporting an educational system that meets the needs of our children now and in the future. And we have a couple school board members present. If you'd come forth, you see this, please. That is all the ceremonial matters we have. Roll call, please.
Assemblymember Slate.
Here.
Sanka.
Here.
Rooney. Decker.
Here.
Mitchell.
Here.
And Mayor Jack.
Here. Item 3, amendments to the agenda.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to remove the agenda item regarding the state ferry and changing of the criterion for young people to travel on it. We received some additional information. I think we can revisit that at a later stand as the state adopts and changes that policy.
No objections.
Okay, we can begin. Item four, conflict of interest. Item five, consent agenda.
Make a motion to approve those agenda items listed under the consent agenda and those marked with an asterisk, items 6A and 7A.
Second.
Been moved in second. Any discussion? Hold on, please.
Assemblymember Skoszanka?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item eight, borough manager's report.
The written report is in here. The only thing I would like to say is that Amber Oladad went to our public works, and that created a vacancy in our Parks and Rec director. And after our selection process, we hired Kate Thomas. Kate Thomas is currently working for AICS and has been a member of the community for about 7 years. And she will begin February 18th, where she'll work with Amber for a period of time. And anyway, we welcome her aboard and think she'll do great. And there are some other items on here. There are some construction items. One item that's not on here that we're seriously looking at is Wood Street, which is paving of Wood Street, which is the one that goes up to AICS currently. And if there is a new hospital up there, it would also go to them. We got this money, this grant money, several years ago. We have a little bit of time left before it expires. The project is designed, but we don't want it to lapse. And with the state's financial situation is doubtful we would ever get an extension or anything like that. So we're looking at the possibility of moving up the time frame on that. We kind of wanted to wait to see exactly what's going to happen with the hospital. Originally, they didn't want to build this until there was modulars being moved up there because of the weight and stuff like that. They didn't want to have to overbuild the road so much that it would handle that. But anyway, we're taking a look at that. That would be in addition to the projects that you see on here. So anyway, that is a possibility that could actually happen this year sometime. So, but it would be paving up to that point. We might put it off till next year when they do Evergreen, because there will be a plant in town, and we still think we can get it done in length of time. But that is one project that we have the money for, and it's something that we would like to get done to make sure we don't lose funding on it. So, and if anybody has any questions, anything else on here, I'd be...
Yes.
Just a couple of things. Under the Visitor's Center report, I think that Carrie Henson probably gave to you and you forwarded. There was quite a number of those. It seemed like they were Parks and Rec issues. I was just curious if they had been forwarded on. Just things that she had mentioned, what she hears from visitors that they would like to see.
Yes.
Okay. And then secondly, you mentioned about at the Edelin lots getting utilities, blah, blah, blah. What's the cost on that?
The cost on that, well, first of all, we're going out to bid for the surveying services. We've got to have all the lots staked, so people buying or bidding on lots, they'll know this is where the lot is. Mm-hmm. We also need to do that to put in, so the electric utility can put in utility poles, and then we establish a utility easement for those to make sure that's included in the survey. Mm-hmm. So when we record it, there's some sewer easements that we have to include in there, and also the utilities. And then we don't know exactly what that's going to cost yet, but we feel that pretty much all of the costs that will incur there will be easily paid for by the sale of the lots. Mm. I mean, we should net money on that. So we're moving ahead on those lots. We've had people that have had interest in those already and can't wait to bid on one and buy one and build. So.
Okay.
And so the first part is the survey, as soon as we're done with that, we believe we can go out to bid and we'll get those assessed. Our assessor will appraise those and he'll give us those values, and then those will be the minimum bids. So we'll bring that to the assembly at that time, and then once you approve them to go out to bid, we will do that.
And do you have an idea of like the timeline on doing all that? A timeline from now to when people might be able to bid on them?
I would say realistically, probably no sooner than a couple months. 2 to 4 months, I would say, by the time we have it on the street.
Any other question? Thank you. Item 9, Borough Clerk's file.
Other than what's in my report, I did hear word that the next SEPA board meeting will be here in Ringo on March 25th and 26th. And just a reminder that Mayor Jack and Assembly Members Rooney and Mitchell and Blake will be traveling to AML in June to attend AML in Juneau this month. So, also, on a side note, if you are planning on attending the fundraising dinner for the Chamber, it's this Saturday. And if you haven't bought your tickets, go and see Cindy, because I've sold out. So, and that's all I have, unless there's any questions.
Thank you. Item 11, persons to be heard.
Yep, you skipped one.
Oh, excuse me. And item 10, Mayor Assembly reports and appointments.
I have one. Actually, I have three items. First item, I've been kind of mulling over this whole marijuana issue, and I think we need to wait before we address any commercial concerns until we see what the state's going to do. But I also think we need to go ahead and ask the city clerk to get in touch with the city attorney and talk to him about constructing an ordinance prohibiting the public consumption of marijuana and marijuana products. I know Anchorage has already done that, and personally I don't want to be sitting out here at the picnic table next to somebody smoking a joint, or down at City Park or anything like that, similar to what an alcohol ordinance, public consumption of alcohol ordinance would be.
So you want that?
Yes, so if you just talk to the city attorney and see what we need to do about getting that done, and then we can put it on the agenda for an item for discussion.
And I am aware of that our attorney has drafted an ordinance for that similar issue for Sitka, or Craig,
Okay. The second item I've got is we've been trying to figure out money to help refurbish the rec center and repair the swimming pool and all those issues, and we've been looking at the swimming pool or the rec center, Parks and Rec's budget, and the money that the user fees generates doesn't even pay the utility bill over there at the rec center. So one of the ideas that I came up with for correcting that is placing a sin tax on alcohol, cigarettes, and eventually commercial marijuana sales, and earmarking that money to go to the rec center for building improvements and to sustain it over there. So I'd like to at some point get that placed on the agenda so that we can open that up for discussion and maybe ask the clerk to look at other cities that have done something similar to that and see what they've managed to accomplish with it. And then the third item, I don't know if any of you know Laura Lee and Dan Mann, they're residents over at Senior Housing. They have a very, very long history of a colorful history where they lived in numerous float houses over in Prince of Wales and places like that. And then their health kind of declined, so they moved into Senior Housing. And since they've been over there, they've kind of managed the place and really made a lot of improvements. Dan more or less takes care of the greenhouse and does all the gardening over there. He still catches fish and smokes them and passes it out to the other residents. Laura Lee every week or every day cooks a big pot of soup and offers any of the other residents that wants to come in there to eat the opportunity to come in and eat without charging them for it. If they know of another resident over there that's not eating, they'll go down and sit with them and kind of make sure that they eat. The sad news that I've got there is that due to their medical problems, they're having to move, and they'll be leaving us at the end of the month. So I just wanted to say thank you for their service and let them know that they'll be missed. That's all.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Yeah, I have a report. I attended my first SEPA meeting in Ketchikan, and it went very, very well. I was really pleased with the tenor of the 2 days. We were a little bit longer taking care of sort of some introductory business. There's several new members on the board, so we're all coming up to speed as we go along. Few issues are coming down that the assembly is going to be brought up to speed on by our CEO, Trey Acton, and he is going to come by and speak directly to us about it. But one of them is a rebond application for a current bond that's already in place, and also looking at bonding out for the Swan Lake raise. So they're looking at raising in Swan Lake by about 6 feet, which will increase the capacity of the reservoir by almost 25%. And that is huge for the entire system, of course, because the energy flows both ways in the intertie. And we always have to remember that we send energy to Ketchikan from Tyee, but they can also backship energy to us, both through diesel generation and Swan. So overall, it was excellent meetings. I really enjoyed it. I'm looking forward to them coming to Wrangell, and I want to do a really good job hosting them while they're here. Because, of course, we'll be way better than either Petersburg or Ketchikan.
Of course.
And they will go away really loving us. So it was very good. And I appreciate the opportunity to go down there and learn about this stuff.
Thank you.
So I had two things. When we were looking at the pool and Parks and Rec budget in general, the issue of this $1 million pot of funds that have been set aside by the voters specifically to help pay for the cost of running that facility came up, and it looks like, it's not invested in any kind of fancy way. It's just getting basic interest, which is a ridiculous amount of money. It's like $3,000 off of $1 million. Now, if we were to invest that with the city's permanent fund in sort of a lump sum, with the understanding that it's protected and you split off, the amount, maybe, by a percentage wise of what that earns, we would make a lot more money. It would help with the whole facility. So I would like to see us look into something like that or something better.
And we have, Lee and I have talked about that. I've looked at that before. You've got to remember that we've had years. You just got to remember that the things that they do don't always make money. And there's years, if the stock market takes a dive, that will take a dive too. So I think going into that, you got to realize that it's been on a incline for a number of years right now, and it's as high as it's ever been. So when we first started the permanent fund, the 1990s, where everybody, if you had money in the stock market and all the dot-com kind of stuff, was everybody was making money. Well, when we put our money into the permanent fund, into the thing, that was the last month that happened. And there was about a 3-year decline, and we put $5 million in there and lost about $1 million in three years. Luckily, that has rebounded, and I think you're right. I think over a long period of time, when you look at that, it's probably a better investment opportunity. And when it's money that isn't going to be, it's supposed to be a permanent kind of thing, that's probably not a bad long-term solution.
Any other reports? I just have one thing. I received a phone call today from Senator Murkowski's office. They had sent a letter, apparently, that got lost in the mail or the computer system, I'm not sure which, but they wanted to assure me that they were they were doing what they can on the issue of the mines in Canada. And that they hadn't forgotten about us or were ignoring us. So, yes.
I forgot my second issue. So I just wanted to mention publicly that in Sitka, the borough sold the remaining amount of property in their industrial area, which used to be their old mill site, and they sold a small piece to a company that's going to expand their sea otter tannery, and then the majority of it they sold to Silver Bay Seafoods for the purpose of creating a salmon oil facility, and also a boat haul-out facility, Marine Services Center, that would be privately owned by Silver Bay Seafoods, which is a company that is sort of owned by fishermen. So the fishermen obviously believe that they have a need for more boat services for their fleet. So I just wanted to mention that. I think it means that Wrangell has needs to be competitive and consider that in the future around our Marine Services Center, because there will be new competition on the block.
Well, I'm sure they've seen the success we've had here, and everybody wants to get their piece of the action. Mm-hmm. Anything further there? Okay, 10B, appointment to fill a vacancy on the Borough Assembly. We have two letters of interest received for this vacancy, one from Billy Younts and one from David Powell.
I move to appoint David Powell to fill the vacancy on the Borough Assembly for an unexpired term until October 2015.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Roll vote, please.
Assembly members Blake?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes.
And I do have the oath of office.
If you'd like to come up and take the oath.
You're going to work now.
Raise your right hand and repeat after me. I
David Powell.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I would support the Constitution of the United States.
That I would support the Constitution of the United States.
The laws of the state of Alaska.
The laws of the state of Alaska.
And the charter and ordinances.
And the charter and ordinances.
Of the city and borough of Wrangell, Alaska.
And the city and borough of Wrangell, Alaska.
And that I will faithfully.
Zoom in.
Discharge the duties.
Discharge the duties.
A borough assembly member.
A borough assembly member.
The Wrangell Borough Assembly.
Let's go.
The Borough Assembly.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
All right.
Sign. You can't get out of it now.
Shut up.
I was getting ready.
We should ask how many of those guys were carrying concealed weapons that were in here.
Troublemaker.
I am.
Steve. You're not. You're on now, David.
And your packet's up there, too.
Okay.
Okay, y'all organized here.
We'll give you a minute to get adjusted there.
I'll even get you the right
spot. Thank you,
spot,
guys.
Buddy.
Thank you.
Thank you, Pat.
Thanks for stepping forward.
Okay.
There we are. We're moving on to the next one here.
Okay. Thank you.
Next item is 10C, appointment to fill a vacancy on the Planning and Zoning Commission. There have been no letters of interest for it received for that vacancy, and continue to.
Oh, yeah, so
cool. Unless there's somebody in the audience who would like to have that. Speak up now.
Butch, was that a yes?
22 years is enough.
22 years is experience.
Okay.
Every meeting, half the people hated me.
Well,
I know.
Item 11, persons to be heard. There are no persons to be heard. I'd like to say that this is the opportunity to speak. You won't be allowed to speak any other time other than this.
Okay, I'm sorry.
All right.
Butch Schmidt, 2.5 Mile. One thing on Assemblyman Blake's statement about not wanting people to smoke dope next to them in the park. I don't want them smoking next to me, whatever they're smoking. So go for a clean sweep of it if you're going to do anything, and no smoking next to my family, at least. And then I kind of like having a quarter mile barrier for shooting, because you can't legislate against stupid anyway. If someone's going to shoot toward my house, I'd like it about 5 miles. Okay? But and most people who are going to bother to walk in the woods and hunt, hopefully, will point their weapon in a safe direction. I think a quarter mile is enough. Thank you.
Thank you.
Carolyn Mort, 740 Evergreen. Sorry, I missed your public hearing earlier. I was busy at work. I just heard about this little thing about the fireworks, which I don't know all about the meeting you guys had. I don't know what you were talking about exactly, but I do sell fireworks on the 4th of July. I sell sparklers and all the little kid stuff to all the little kids in town. And from what I can read of this, that won't be happening if you guys pass this the way this is right now. And I don't think that I didn't hear nothing about this anywhere at all until just tonight. So I don't listen to the radio. I mean, I work with kids all day, and I don't listen to the radio hardly at all. So I don't think you should pass this. I don't know what you talked about at your meeting, but I think that there will be a lot of unhappy people if you don't have any fireworks in town, especially if little kids can't come down and buy any kind of little, you know, sparklers and little snaps, because all those are considered Class C fireworks. According to this, this says any firecrackers or fireworks of any kind or description. That's what this says. And even those little things you throw on the ground that just make a little snappy noise, those are Class C firework. So you either need to reword this to be very specific as to what you're looking at as far as the firecrackers, or you shouldn't pass this the way it is right now.
I'm just trying to find out. I remember reading this somewhere here where it says like a firework, it defines what a firework is. It has to be shoot up or make a loud noise, a big boom.
Well, the city ordinance in the past, and we've talked to the chief many times, and the kids all know, and we know, we don't sell things that propel themselves into the air or make a loud noise like a firecracker. But this right here, 9.12.030, it says, it is unlawful to offer for sale, sell, bargain, or give away to any person any firecracker or fireworks or any kind or description within this Wrangell Island service area. So this covers an awful lot.
That's existing.
That's what it is now.
Well,
but wait a minute, excuse me.
This isn't adding anything. It's what it is now. Mayor,
okay. Mr. Mayor, 9.12.020. So that first page at the very bottom, it says prohibited. It is unlawful and prohibited for any person to ignite, discharge, fire, or cause to be ignited, discharged, or fired any fireworks or firecracker corporate limits of the borough, which makes a report of a loud noise
right.
or ascends into the air by its own power.
Right.
So that's the definition of what a firework is. So
okay.
The little things you're talking about is the, not...
That's not going to affect them?
No.
Correct. Okay. Okay. I just want to make sure. Thank
we'll
you.
We'll have a revolt of children down
here. I'm happy. Thank you.
Does anyone else wish to speak at this time? Unfinished business. Item 12A, proposed ordinance number 892, an ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending certain sections of Chapter 9.12, fireworks, of the Wrangell Municipal Code relating to where fireworks are prohibited, and adding a new section on penalty for violation. This is a second reading.
So I move to approve ordinance number 892.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
I have a comment. If you look at 9.12.03
sales prohibited. It does specify in there fireworks of any kind or description. So if she is selling the sparklers, it's any kind or description, she will be breaking the law.
So basically you're saying that right now it's unlawful for her to do what she's doing right now. That's what the ordinance
Correct.
Says.
Yeah.
Correct.
So
if you want to do so, if she wants to sell those stuff, she's going to have to change that ordinance.
Well, this is a proposed ordinance we're looking at.
This part,
or she's going to have to request it.
It's already existing.
Okay.
Yes.
So, I mean, the reason why she's able to do what she's doing now, I believe, is because they're assuming under 0.030 that they're following the definition up above in 020. But the chief isn't here.
He's out of town.
Do you remember the discussion in the code review committee, Kim?
I don't really believe that was brought up.
Well, the word any kind is the problem.
Yeah, I can
understand. So should we say fireworks as described above in 0.020?
That would be fine, or strike just the word any kind.
Yeah. Or put an exception in there for sparklers and whatever they're called.
But somehow, we probably need to correct this now while we're looking at it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think 9.12020, sorry, Kim.
I will say during the code review committee that the purpose of doing this was to add the punishable offense to, because we, under state law, we have to show that, and that's what 894 is going to address. So if we were to change some of, the wording or whatnot, then I think that would be okay. But if we're going to do that, I think that we should take this to another reading.
Yes, probably. Yeah.
And so if we're going to do that, then I would need a motion and a second, and that would have to be voted on and passed by 4.
I'll make a motion that we strike the word any kind and take this to a second reading.
If we go back to first.
Okay.
Second.
I moved in second.
Who seconded that?
Yeah. Call roll, please.
Oh, sorry, is there discussion on that?
Yeah. Discussion.
Pardon me?
Okay, go ahead.
Discussion,
yes.
So, to any person, any firecrackers or fireworks, it actually says in my copy, or any kind or description. So, do we want to say, strike the words, or any kind or description?
I would think it's fireworks or any firecracker or fireworks as described in 9.12.020.
That would probably clarify it, because it does say in 0.020 what it exactly it is. So the language should probably be the same in 0.020 is what it is there.
Meg?
Yes.
Marilyn talked about a certain class that she sells.
Mm-hmm.
Would that resolve that?
I think she was saying that Class C incorporates all the little.
Oh, I see.
No, Class C would not, because Class C includes mortars and firecrackers.
Yes.
Okay.
So you
but what you're selling
that.
Is included in this the same
yes.
area. Okay. Okay.
If you're right with the wording, I think if you
that
said as described in 9.020, that would.
So
be
we actually want to do a. Secondary amendment? Is that what yep. the clerk said?
Can I have another question? Was there, when the committee was looking at this, was there any specific reason that they utilized this language, or was it just leftover language?
Okay. Let me clarify. When the committee went through this, there was nothing changed in the ordinance
okay.
itself, the body of the ordinance. It was only the violation, the penalties for violation that was changed. This ordinance is in effect at this time, as it reads here. The only part that's changed is the penalties.
Okay.
Can I amend my motion?
How about if we take a vote on that amendment?
Okay.
And then if it passes, it does. If it doesn't, then we can entertain any motion since it's not.
Restate the amendment, would you please, for clarification?
The amendment, as I understand it, is to strike the words "of any kind" and move this to a second hearing or second hearing.
Okay.
Just for everyone's clarification, I'm voting no, so we can do what we want to do.
Whatever.
Well, I think we're.
You're voting no to do what?
So that we can fix it the way we talked about.
I thought you just fixed it.
Oh, we're going to refix the thing.
Yeah, we're going to refix it.
Yeah, we have to do this amendment first to get it out of the way.
Right.
Okay.
Good Lord, I would have voted wrong.
If there's no further discussion, we can have a poll.
Okay. This is on the amendment, as I just stated. Assembly members Mitchell?
Well, I'll vote no for my own.
Powell?
No.
Decker?
No.
Persanka?
No.
Blake?
No.
And Mayor Jack?
No. This is good.
It's like a comedy.
Okay, now we go back to the original. motion to approve it. Is there any further discussion on that? No, you can come up.
Well, I'll let these guys word it. They probably do a better job than I will.
I was going to make a motion to amend that motion to change 9.12.030, the language in there, to reflect it as it is in 9.12.020, so that they're both the same.
I'll second that. I understand what he's asking.
Now we're going to, we still got to say what it says, though. You can't, okay.
Been moved and seconded. Now you can have discussion.
Okay, so, but we're still going to have to say what it says. You can't just say it reflects it, because in that, if you read that, it says it's unlawful to offer for sale, sell, bargain, or give any person's any firecracker or fireworks. And then after that, we should say to reflect 9.12.020.
Just.
Right?
Any person, any firecrackers or fireworks as defined in 9.12.020.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Any further discussion? Poll, please.
Do you want me to restate it?
Yes, please.
Okay, this is the amendment.
This is on the amendment now.
This is on the amendment that in chapter 9.12.030, for it to read it as unlawful to offer or sell, barter, excuse me, for sale, sell, bargain, or give to any person any firecrackers or fireworks as defined in 9.12.020 within the Rainbow Island Service area.
Right. Hold
on. Assembly members Decker?
Yes.
Persanka?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Now we go to the original amendment as amended.
Original motion as amended.
Original motion as amended. It's already been moved and seconded. We can continue the discussion.
So my question is, for my clarity, it's to approve as amended.
Yeah.
Today, with no more hearings.
That's correct.
Okay, now, I believe we can do that. This is my opinion, because we didn't really change anything. We're just clarifying what already exists.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
So I think we can do that.
Yeah.
And not have to have another hearing or
public hearing.
It's substantially the same ordinance. Any further discussion? Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Persanka?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 12B, proposed ordinance number 893, an ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Blanco, Alaska, amending Title 10, Public Peace, Morals, and Welfare of the Blanco Municipal Code, to add a new chapter, 10.18, on abusive 911 system and to amend certain sections of Chapter 10.32 and 10.36 relating to weapons and discharge of firearms, second reading.
Just so we can start the discussion on this, I'll go ahead and move to approve Ordinance 893.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Yes.
After hearing the public testimony this evening, I think we need to send this back and have it re-looked at and, as a minimum, reduce that half mile to a quarter.
I think instead of us putting it at a quarter mile, we should just say that it will go by state standards.
I agree.
That'd be fine, too.
So whatever the state mandates, which I believe it's a quarter.
It is.
But we'll let the state go by the state standards on this issue. There is one other point we need to figure out, and that is designated area. So with the testimony that's being heard, somewhere you've got to stop the borough and say, this is where they can continue to hunt or shoot. Another problem I've got is down on 36 or 10.36.020 exceptions. You go down to B and you've eliminated pistols and guns and rifles out of section B right there, which you're allowing them to shoot on their private property, a bow, a longbow, everything else except for a firearm.
I do kind of have a problem with taking small things like BB guns out of that. I don't have any small children anymore, but I know that's one thing that I used to do with my boys is we sit out in the backyard with a target and a BB gun and I teach them how to shoot there. And I think
you got to balance some private property rights to discuss here. If I've got 5 acres and I want to set up a target range on the back of the hillside and shoot 22 shells at this target range, I believe as a property owner, I should have that private property right as long as I'm not infringing on others. Now, if you eliminate guns from that, it doesn't say the size of the property. You're not distinguishing on anything else. You're just telling me I can't do it.
Mr. Mayor, just for the point of argument, if I'm your neighbor and I don't like gun reports going off, you know, when my kid's trying to nap, then that is infringing technically on my rights. Am I correct? And I'm just wondering if that isn't a part of this.
We have noise ordinances that would cover that.
So then I can say the noise of that gun is bothering me, so you have to stop it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Okay, so there's an out for people who don't like the noise.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, I was just curious for discussion's sake, you know, if we went by whatever the state standard, I'm not sure if that's from the road or a quarter mile.
Quarter mile. It depends on whether it's a highway or whether it's a rural road.
So the dirt road versus a paved road. Okay. So does it make sense to have a certain, like, in-city area? Where,
sure it does.
Okay, to clarify, it does make sense on the state and a highway, okay? You can shoot, I can step off the highway, on the highway, on POW, and shoot off the highway.
As long as you're not shooting on or over,
that's right.
Over it.
But you also have, this is a highway sitting right out here. So you also have city ordinances saying what you can do also with state ordinances. So you can't just adopt all the state ordinances, otherwise you can step off the road and shoot out here.
We're not.
Okay.
If you go back up into A, it defines that we're in a service area.
Okay.
So that was what I just, what I mentioned earlier, we need to define what the service area is.
Okay, I also had a little run-in last year with one of my children, went out to the shooting range area and was hunting, okay? And they, so the shooting range area, they were on this side. So we had to go to the police station, of course, and everything, and me and the chief had a long discussion about what that is. By rights, where the city, at 12 mile, the city limit stops, he said, from that point across the island, all the way, 12 miles across this island right here, back is city limits. So you gotta be careful when you do this ordinance. If you say that, that means you can't go hunting up on any of these mountains up here from 12 mile across.
we have descriptions, WMC 1.06.040 describes exactly what that limit is.
Okay, but you're talking in city limits. You know, I'm just telling you that what the chief said city limits is. But your thing here is it saying that city limits is just the roadways, right? Am I correct? Or in, not correct?
No, I think that maybe say it was 15 mile.
Just a clarification. It's all within the borough at this point. There really isn't the city limits. The what's described for is kind of described for tax purposes. The service area goes out to, and I can't remember the exact line, but it goes out somewhere by McCormick's Creek, out in that right there. But, and it does go across the island some portion, but the back side of the island, where all those lots are, they are in a different area.
Okay.
So they are not in the service area. They are on a different, all those houses on the back channel are in a different thing, like Farm Island and other places. So it is this end of the island to McCormick's, but it exempts or cuts out that portion in the back channel. So the service area is, just that when they're talking about that, that's what they mean, is that.
Well, that's, I'm not trying to have an argument. I'm just saying don't want this ordinance to change that. I don't want to in any way change what it is right now.
Well, it's not.
Right, okay.
Actually, there's very little in this ordinance being changed.
Yeah, there's not.
Okay. And also, if you have 5 acres of land and if the city says you can't shoot in your land because you're in city limits, then you're going to have to change that ordinance for himself if he wanted to do that.
I'm not in city limits.
Oh, okay. There you go.
You know, the reason this ordinance is being revised, basically, is under the concealed carry laws.
Okay.
That's the main purpose of doing anything with this ordinance, is the state, under state law, you're allowed to carry a concealed weapon anymore. And the existing city ordinance prohibits that. We are more restrictive than the state law, which we cannot be. Legal, so we have to change the ordinance, and that was what this was began as, is to remove that restriction on concealed carry. The rest of the ordinance, this half mile, quarter mile, everything, isn't being changed. It's under existing ordinance now. Whatever it says there, it's in the. That is the existing ordinance at this time. It can be changed if you feel that way.
Well, I
is that clear?
Are we starting through discussion, or where are we at?
Okay. So what was, go ahead.
I'm still confused about the hillside that you're talking about. I hear you on the back channel lots, but and so the McCormick Creek spot on the highway is where the service area ends, and then the back channel is not in the service area. What about all the land in the middle?
I can't remember where the exact line goes, but maybe it's useful. We'll just get a map and show where those lines are, and we can get it out to everybody, and you can, you know, physically, visually see that. So,
Daniel, didn't you make the motion that we send it back?
No, you made a motion to pass it. So, if we're looking at,
you did
okay
to open the discussion.
Just open discussion.
Oh, right.
So, if we're looking at having it go back to the code review committee and then come back, I would recommend that somebody make a motion to postpone.
I've moved to postpone this to have this effectively go back to the code review committee, make recommendations to the borough and assembly, and have the city manager get us a map so we can see what we're talking about.
Second.
Been moved in second. Any discussion on that?
Assembly members Mitchell?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Persanka?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. I was still have the original motion.
No, because it's the item's been postponed.
Then they get, okay, if that was motion, postpone it, well, yeah, okay.
And then before we move on, I would make a recommendation that 12C also be postponed since it does include items from 12B.
Yes, the penalties in that, too.
I would move to postpone 12C until recommendations are received on 12B from the committee.
Second.
We're moved in second. Any discussion? Hold it, please.
Assemblymember Powell?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Kasaka?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13, new business. 13A, approval of a memorandum of understanding between the Wrangell Cooperative Association and the City and Borough of Wrangell.
I move to approve the non-funding obligating memorandum of understanding between Wrangell Cooperative Association and the City and Borough of Wrangell, which will expire on the 25th of November 2019.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion?
Jeff, this appears to be a housekeeping item, is that correct? No, I don't really understand.
Go ahead.
I can explain, I think. We used to have a memorandum of understanding with the Wrangell Cooperative Association. We've done things like when they paved Weber Street, when they paved Pine and Edelin Street, and we've done other things with them. This is kind of just a thing that allows both of us to work together when there are, they can get funding for different things that we can't, and sometimes all they need from us to make that work is maybe some administrative stuff. There is no financial obligation on our part to do this. It's something they need in place for some of the funding that they do and stuff like that. And at any time that we decide we don't want to do this anymore, there's a notification process that is quick and you can be out of it. But like I said, there's no money obligation to do this. It's just a cooperative thing between two agencies and to work with common goals.
I may be wrong on this, but it is my understanding that they have available to them certain grants that the city is not available to the city, but they need someone to administer those grants, and it's a cooperative type of thing that way.
I think it's an excellent thing. I think we need to be working together and
yeah.
As an example, they put probably $3 million into paving of roads in Wrangell. I know they help us with, in the past, they've gotten grants for us for computers at the library and all kind of different things like that. We're working on a couple smaller things right now, but I think they've done a roads inventory, which includes our parking lots, and I know one of the roads they're looking at paving next that's maybe higher on their priority is the road that goes down to Head Start, which is between the hospital and the school, which would benefit the school area there, because they've been trying to get that paved for a long time so kids aren't marching mud into the school. So they've done some really good things with us, and like I said, this is a non-money binding thing, so I think it's a good thing.
I think it's a good thing too, I just had a question, and it's probably my ignorance, but so under the section where it says the City and Borough of Wrangell shall, I get A, B, and D, but what can you maybe clarify what C means? Administer programs, projects, and activities in a manner sensitive to the traditional Native religious beliefs and practices. What does that mean to you, I guess?
Good question.
I mean, D is clear to me, notify WCA if entering lands or sites of cultural historical importance. Obviously, that's a, you know, that's a good thing, and we want to do that, but I'm not sure exactly what
I think the whole idea here is there's areas that I think is just a communication tool, mm-hmm. so that if we are going to do anything that would impact native lands or anything sensitive to their culture or anything like that, that we would sit down and talk about it first. And likewise, there's things that if they want to do, you know, improvements and stuff like that, they would come to us and say, hey, we kind of think we can get some money to do this. This will help us and them. Mm-hmm. I know the parking lot over there by their carving shed all the way over to our parking lot, they're looking at doing some things there in the future. So I think all those things, it's a communication document that allows both of us to sit down and encourages us to do that. And from time to time, we do sit down with them and just talk about different things that are coming up or things we can work jointly on to improve the community. So that's kind of how I see it.
Okay.
Anything further? Vote, please.
Assembly members Decker?
Yes.
Persanka?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13B, proposed resolution number 02-15-1311, a resolution of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, supporting the reinstatement of a full $60 million into the revenue sharing fund on a yearly basis with a one-year appropriation of $8 million to the fund with an effective date prior to June 30th, 2015.
Move to approve resolution number 02-15-1311 that supports the reinstatement of funding for revenue sharing.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Hold on, please.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I don't know, that's kind of a statement, but I'm going to support this because I think we should support Alaska Municipal League. But I kind of question the tactical approach, you know, and the therefore. So in past years, $60 million, the state would share back to municipalities, right? Last year, they reduced it to 52. You know, this year, we all know what's happening, a $3.5 billion shortfall. And in the therefore, basically, we're asking for not only them to go back to 60, but to add another $8 million on top of that to make it 68 to make up for the cuts from last year. Statewide, they're looking at, you know, a much reduced capital budget and, you know, potentially around 10% across the board cuts in the operating budget. So it just doesn't seem like realistic, but I'm not going to vote against it.
Well, what was seen in this resolution is that the $60 million is a statutory requirement under the revenue sharing under existing statutes. It's a situation where there have been trying to cut that down where they're not doing any revenue sharing in violation of their own the state laws. And this is kind of to say, hey, put the cork in the bottle. There's a lot of communities that $60 million, that's a drop in the bucket to the state. But in these smaller communities out in the bush, this is and means for them to keep the lights on and to provide services. And, you know, it doesn't mean a great deal to us. It comes in handy, but
means a fair amount.
I mean, the $8 million, is to us here, our share of that would not be that great. But it does make a very good difference to a lot of other communities.
I see what you're saying, Julie, and I agree with that to an extent, but there is an obligation by the state to do the revenue sharing, I think, number one. Number two, for me, we have been, there's just been a handing down of responsibility, both with our senior tax exemption program and our veterans tax exemption program, where that was supposed to be paid, and that got whittled away. And I think the municipalities have to stand up and start to demand that the state helps out and pays its fair share. We're at 7% sales tax in our community, and our state has no income tax, no sales tax. And so in our community, we're funding our vital programs by taxing our own citizens. And yet the state mandates that we have to give exemptions on property taxes to a large, we're the second or third oldest community in the state. So we have a large percentage of our population are paying no property taxes. And I'm all for it. Probably eight's being generous, but the asking of that additional money. So I agree with you. I don't know what good it's going to do, but I think we have to stand fairly united with our other communities on this.
I know it isn't. I believe in the Alaska Municipal League has a resolution that will be presented at the next, either to fund it or do away with it, period. If you're not going to fund it, do away with it. I don't know. But anyway, is there any further discussion? Call vote, please.
Assembly members Prusalka?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Chapp?
Yes. Item 13C, discussion and possible action regarding the state trooper position in Wrangell. This was requested by Assembly Member Prusalka.
I requested this to be put on because I'm fairly passionate about trying to preserve every job in our community. We're looking at, I just read Jeff's letter to our governor today regarding our jail and possible closure of that. I spoke to Mark Walker today, and he was talking about funding cuts to AICS, and that at their, you know, the next budget cycle from the state and the feds, they're looking at having to have cuts. We lost our social worker position in this community, Judy Ellen, when she retired. It was never rehired. We had a shot at the probation officer, and that went somewhere else. And we're just seeing cuts to professional positions happening over and over again. And each one of those professional positions or positions in our community bring kids, they buy groceries, they go get outboards, and I think we need to fight to keep everything. From a public safety standpoint, I think that state trooper position is very important, and I know my son traps, and he has had the benefit of being able to speak with that person directly and make sure that he's staying in compliance. And from a public safety standpoint, we've been able to get help directly from the state trooper. People may not be aware, but the state trooper provides the number for search and rescue. Otherwise, the fire department pays the entire bill on search and rescue. So we have to have that number before, well, we respond, obviously, but we will pay all the costs ourselves if we do not receive a mission number from the state troopers. Having a state trooper in our community allows us to communicate directly with him. He knows us, he knows the river, he knows the players involved, and we have a great deal of success getting that number. It adds another layer to it. So I would really like us to push to get that trooper position filled. I think it's crucial. We do not have a Coast Guard detachment in our community, and a lot of search and rescue and other actions take place right here on the ground. So I would request that the Assembly direct our city manager, I guess would be appropriate, to write a letter requesting reinstatement of that position immediately from a public safety standpoint.
I agree 100% with Steve. I mean, we have lost a lot of positions, and with the trooper position going away, that's kind of...
Hold on. He was explaining it, that we don't have a motion on the floor.
It's discussion of possible action, so...
That's right. We can't take any action at this time.
You can take action.
So I can make a motion?
We can. You can make a motion.
Okay. I will make I will do that then. I move to instruct the city manager to write a letter regarding the reinstatement of our state trooper position in Wrangell and send that to the appropriate people in Juneau.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Now you can continue with your
I was just going to say, I agree with him 100% with that trooper position going away. That kind of leaves us wide open as far as a law enforcement presence up the river during moose season, and I think that's going to cause a lot of issues and a lot of problems.
Petersburg is covering us from that end, supposedly.
Okay, I've had people come and talk to me about this, and I'm on the student sportsman board, and we're going to write a letter to support to get that back. I know Mark said that Petersburg is covering us, but I've lived here all my life, and when we didn't have a trooper, he'd be here maybe once or twice a year. So, I mean, it's not really a cover, to be honest with you. I feel 100% with Steve saying that we need to have this position filled here.
Yeah, and this sort of regionalization of professional positions in our community is an absolute scourge, and we've got to stop it, because it's the same thing that happened with our social work position. We no longer have a social worker in this community that can go in and abduct children. We, like, in terms of from dangerous situations, we have somebody in Petersburg or Ketchikan or wherever it is now. That all takes time. And I think what happens is people go, well, it's cost effective if we centralize these positions. The Forest Service has not rehired many vacancies that they've had in full-time positions. And so we're losing these people. And if we don't stand up, I really felt with the social worker, we should have stood up and fought tooth and nail for that. And people just kind of let it drift away. And if you don't make a bunch of noise, way more noise than Petersburg, they'll go to the lowest common denominator, and that person will be centralized somewhere else.
A squeaky wheel.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Further discussion? Hold it, please.
Assembly members Blake?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Persuncas?
Yes.
And Mayor Gaff?
Yes. Item 13D, discussion and possible action regarding writing a letter to DOT.
We removed that.
This has been removed.
Pardon me? We did remove that, didn't we? Since there's more information. So, that off. The next item of 14, an attorney's file, there is none. Item 15, executive session.
I move to go into executive session to discuss with the borough attorney a matter by which law is required to be confidential and to discuss facts and legal strategies concerning a matter involving the Thompson Bay Power Authority.
I second that.
Been moved and seconded. Hobo, please.
Assembly members Mitchell?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
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 Blake?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack.
But I guess you got to charge him up.
We convene this regular assembly meeting at 8:43. With no further business, we will adjourn at 8:43.